Not many burglary victims call their local baseball card store right after they hang up with police. But last week, Jeff Francis got an interesting call at his Winooski shop, Main Street Sports Cards.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell when he called me, I could tell he was like shaking on the phone.
The caller was upset because his extensive collection of vintage baseball cards and signed memorabilia had been stolen, and he wanted to tell Francis to look out for it. And to hear Francis tell it, the collection was an impressive one. The value of rare cards depends heavily on a grade of 1 through 10 issued by a select group of grading companies. Francis said this collector hadn't had his cards graded.
But if he's telling me his stuff's in mint shape, near mint shape, he's definitely got several hundred thousand dollars worth of cards.
Out of respect for his privacy, Burlington police and Francis didn't share the collector's name. But Francis said he wasn't an active part of the Vermont collector community.
So I don't know how vocal he was about his collection with people. My guess is probably not very, because nobody around here has ever heard of him, all the big card guys that I deal with. Usually you kind of, somebody knows everybody who has a collection like that.
That collection includes some pretty impressive stuff. Stuff even non-collectors would raise their eyebrows at. There's a baseball signed by some of the late 1920s New York Yankees, known as Murderer's Row, including Babe Ruth. Then the baseball cards, lots of them, including for Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle, and Honus Wagner. If you hadn't heard of Honus Wagner, that's okay. He's not incredibly famous as a ball player. Most of the conversations, including his name these days, have to do with his cards. The most valuable baseball card in the world is a Honus Wagner card, though this particular missing card likely isn't that version. Francis says the value and rarity of the collection might actually help this collector's cause. In the same way it'd be hard to drive around in a stolen Ferrari in Vermont, trying to sell these cards might raise some red flags for potential buyers like Francis.
It would alarm me, like, where did this come from? This stuff doesn't exist ungraded.
Burlington police are asking for anyone with information about the theft to get in touch. If the tip pans out, the owner promises a $30,000 finder's fee. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.